sido una gran película, nos ha encantado, esperamos que todos nuestros oyentes la vean. Y ella realmente lo que quería hacer era una historia de amor.
It's a great movie, and we hope that all the people that are hearing to us will go and see it. And the first question is if you really you wanted to do a love story.
Yeah, definitely a love story for me. But I know that not everyone see that. Some of the people don't see any love there, and I respect that. But I meant for a love story.
Sí, absolutamente. Quería hacer una historia de amor. Sé que no todo el mundo ve eso en la película, pero yo quería hacer una historia de amor.
Rama, tú has dicho que cada persona ve su propia película, la entiende de manera diferente. Unos creen que criticas la ortodoxia, otros creen que la idealizas. ¿Tú qué piensas? ¿Qué has transmitido con Fill the Void?
Did I criticize or not criticize?
Yes, because that people understand it differently. Some of them think that you criticize, some of them think that you idealize it. So, what was your intention?
Isn't that weird? Because like two opposite things that people think. It's very weird. But I think this is the quality of this film, because that everything is very delicate and. Not necessarily what they say is what they feel, and they don't touch and they don't say anything, and so it's very open for interpretation. But I didn't think if I'm criticizing or not. I was just trying to tell a story, and I think a true person is conflicted and is contradicted, and that he's built from both. So I was trying just to, you know, to paint this thing out.
And to be honest.
Well, that's me trying very hard. Very, very hard.
Bueno, vamos a intentar resumir un poco lo que ha dicho. Yo creo que le llama la atención que sea interpretada de las dos formas tan, tan distintas. Y por lo que nos dice, ella no quería... o criticar o idealizar. Simplemente quería mostrar una historia con delicadeza, con sutileza, porque ellos mostrar cosas a lo mejor con una mirada, ellos no se tocan, pero se miran.
Piensan una cosa, pero dicen otra, ¿no?
Exactamente. Entonces, yo creo que lo que quería era dejarlo abierto a esas interpretaciones.
Ha sido una sorpresa para mí. Encontrar tanta sensualidad en esta película.
Very sensual, this film.
Very.
I learned all the language.
No necesita traducción.
Some people feel that it's very sensual. Some people feel that there's nothing sensual about it. For me, it's very sensual. Some people, like when they stand in the balcony
yes.
at night, one lady said to me, came up to me, she said, you know, I felt that she's so afraid that he's going to rape her. Rape her? It's like, where did that come from? I mean, she's like almost kissing him already. She's going like this. Where does... And that's what they, you know, so I feel that for me, sexiness is about restraint. That makes it more sexy than just going with it. But even when I see a film that is not from my world, always it's more interesting before it happens. Then when it happens, it in a way it kills it. That energy that is around here stops when it happens. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to just push it as long and as much
yes.
as possible.
Sexual, tensión sexual, ¿no?
Right.
Exacto, vamos a intentar traducirlo y resumirlo. Ella cree que ha hecho una película realmente con mucha sensualidad, pero no todo el mundo tampoco piensa lo mismo. Por ejemplo, ha puesto como ejemplo la escena en el balcón, que están los personajes protagonistas, que hay una tensión sexual, una sensualidad palpable, pero hay gente que no lo ve así. O sea, que tenía miedo, no sé, que el chico cometiera locuras, que se aprovechara de la protagonista. O sea, que hay gente que lo puede ver de modo totalmente opuesto. Y a ella lo que le parece interesante es mostrar esa sensualidad y le parece que a lo mejor el punto más sexy es a través de la contención, o sea, no el antes de que ocurra todo, no cuando ya ocurre, que se va esa tensión sensual, sexual, sino lo anterior, lo contenido.
Eso me lleva a la escena final de la película. Podrías haber acabado la película en un punto, pero decides, no vamos a contarlo para que nuestros oyentes la vean, pero decides que haya un último plano que deja la película abierta.
That talking about in more or less the same thing in the last scene, yes. You leave it. She doesn't want to tell the people hearing what happened, but you leave it like open. I mean, you start something and you leave it open and you cut the movie there.
I don't know if I leave it open. I think more of me, in a way, not being afraid to give the whole truth. In terms of, it's a complicated situation and it has many sides, and I'm choosing to let you see all the sides and you decide if where you're taking it. Mm-hmm. You know.
Sí, no es que no quiera mostrarlo, sino que prefiere que el espectador elija, que es algo que puede ser muy abierto. Ella no quiere poner su mirada y quiere que el espectador decida lo que puede pasar después.
Para mí, cuando ella llora y luego sonríe, ahí está la clave de la película, de lo que ella siente realmente.
That the main feeling in the movie is when she's crying but also smiling.
That's what it is. It's like everyone is, you know, every filmmaker makes the film that he feels comfortable with. I feel comfortable when it's complicated. Then I feel that it's alive. She's smiling and she's crying. This is something I relate to. She's happy and she's afraid. This is something I relate to. I like that. I like that.
Pues que cada cineasta elige un punto de vista y ella elige la complejidad. Ella es compleja y elige que la película sea compleja.
Tenemos que contar que ya está vestida de novia, pero no contamos lo que pasa. ¿Cómo fue tu propia historia de amor? ¿Tiene mucho que ver con la película?
How was your own love story, if it has a lot to do with the movie?
A bit different, because I was 27 years old and I was not religious up till then. So I knew where I'm going and what I'm doing. But I was madly in love with my husband from the moment I saw him behind the curtain of the synagogue. Wow. He's gorgeous, my husband. He's gorgeous, and he's, you know, I met him once and he was so amazing. And it's not me telling you that, you know, the day after we got married, I understood that this amazingness is gone. And now it's working time. So it's not me trying to say idolizing it. You know, it's hard work. But I was fortunate to really get married of being totally in love. He's gorgeous. And today, 18 years later, we're married 18 years. He's my best friend.
Wow.
And my closest soul on earth. And we worked very hard to get there.
Pues no fue exactamente como la historia de Shira, pero también fue, bueno, lo tuvo claro desde el primer momento, desde que le vio detrás de la cortinilla que separa hombres y mujeres, lo tuvo clarísimo y desde el primer momento pensó que era un hombre excepcional y por lo que dice, lo sigue pensando hoy, 18 años después, y no quería idealizar el amor en su película porque es cierto que para ella es un trabajo diario, pero hoy después de 18 años puede decir que es un marido, es excepcional y es su mejor amigo.
Wow. He's really nice.
He's nice looking. Even though now
he's more handsome than the one. Wow.
What? He's nicer. Right? He's he was, you know, no, you don't know how gorgeous he was and still is.
He just
got older, that's all.
Rama es tan amable que nos está enseñando una foto de su marido y tiene razón. Es muy interesante. Rama,
yes.
Hemos visto K2 y ahora vemos Fill the Void. ¿Qué diferencias y qué semejanzas encuentras?
Well, Kadosh was done by someone that has nothing to do with the community, which is okay as long as there's another voice, because this is not can be it cannot be the only voice, because this voice is not a true voice. I mean, it's like me doing a film now about Japanese culture, you know? If I have to do a Japanese film, I have to go live in Japan, really get to know. And if I do it out of Israel, then it's okay. I can do whatever I want, but it's not as, you know, it's not thorough enough. It's not, in a way, it has no impact. Because he was trying to say something, and he could have done that with the religious community or with African tribes or with Japanese, whatever. He was trying to say something, and he fit it into a world. When Fill the Void is just, the point of view is from within. I mean, I am the community. You know, I am the people. It's not me looking and trying to see what I want to do and how do I see it. I'm them, you know. So that's the only difference between the films.
Bueno, por la diferencia entre K2 y Llenar el Vacío, digamos, Gitai y Fill the Void, básicamente la diferencia es que Amos Gitai hizo una película desde fuera de la comunidad. Él no pertenece a la comunidad judía ortodoxa y hizo una película completamente desde fuera. Es como si, Rama decía que es como si ella hiciera una película de la cultura japonesa desde fuera, desde Israel, que puede hacerlo perfectamente, pero no es lo mismo. Ella la ha hecho desde dentro, es su comunidad judía ortodoxa la que ella está reflejando. Y Amos Gitai quería decir algo, y lo que quería decir encontró el contexto en la comunidad judía ortodoxa, pero igual lo podría haber encontrado en una tribu africana o en otro país, pero él quería decir eso y lo metió ahí dentro. Rama, en cambio, desde dentro está contando la propia historia de su comunidad.
¿Y cómo ha recibido esta comunidad la película?
How did the Orthodox Jewish community receive your movie?
First, it was not done for them. It was done for people outside the community. Second, it was...
No normal people, out the community.
Yes, right. No, right. And usually... People from the community, they don't go to theaters. They don't go, you know, they don't sit mixed audience. So definitely didn't mean for them to go to the theater. But a lot of them did. Some of them, it was the first time they've ever seen a film in a theater. They used to see a film, you know, like in weird conditions, but not theater, chairs, sound, big screen. Some of them, it was the first time. And the reactions were very strong, but I think what made it good and positive was Venice. Venice was there before we took the film out in Israel, and it's very hard to argue when you see a religious woman on a red carpet, being me, not trying to be someone else. It never happened, so it. They couldn't argue with it. They, you know, and then they were open for the film. Once they saw the kind of, you know, it's like, it's a bit divine to find a person like me on a red carpet. It's not a natural thing, so. But of course, there's all kinds of, some people would think that I, like, a lot of some of the religious people that saw the film, was very hard for them the end. They wanted more than anyone else that she will give us this smile and she will, let's show them that everything's okay with us. And I say to them, I think that the end of the film doesn't say that anything is wrong with us. It says everything's okay with us. We're as complicated as the next person. We're okay, you know. But for the religious people, it was hard. They wanted to to be that I would be the ambassador of the community, uh-huh. and I'm only the ambassador of the heart. So
yes.
that's a bit of a difference.
Bueno, para empezar es que la película no estaba hecha para su comunidad, porque su comunidad ni siquiera va al cine, no se sientan hombres y mujeres juntos en el cine, entonces no estaba hecha para ellos, pero sí que fue mucha gente de su comunidad a ver la película. Muchos de ellos era la primera vez prácticamente que iban al cine, a un cine de verdad, a ver una película, y hubo todo tipo de reacciones, pero fueron bastante positivas, pero el cambio grande fue el Festival de Venecia. Ver a una mujer de su propia comunidad en la alfombra roja, premiada, representándose a sí misma, o sea, siendo como era ella, tuvo un impacto enorme porque ellos lo veían como algo casi sobrenatural, o sea, algo inimaginable, sobrehumano. Eso sí que supuso un gran cambio. También le llamó la atención que muchos de los que la vieron en su comunidad se quedaron un poco que querían ver el final, querían ver más del final, no querían que la película terminara ahí, querían que Shira al final mostrara una sonrisa enorme, como que todo estaba bien con su comunidad, que mostraran la alegría que ellos tienen, que la reflejara de verdad. Y ella no lo deja tan obvio, lo deja más abierto para que la gente decida y reflexione. Pero que muchas veces en la comunidad judía ortodoxa casi la veía como una embajadora de su propia comunidad, una representante, una voz de su comunidad.
Sabemos que está muy cansada y solo le vamos a hacer dos preguntas más.
Yes.
La primera es, ¿por qué vienes a este tipo de festivales? ¿Al Festival de Cine Judío de Barcelona en Madrid o al Festival de Cine Judío de Barcelona? Para nosotros es muy importante que estés aquí, Rama, pero ¿por qué decides venir a estos festivales después de ganar tantísimos premios mm-hmm. y tantas cosas importantes?
What about the festival?
Yes, she's asking you, after going to these big festivals, to Venice, to winning all these prizes, international prizes, why do you decide to come to these little festivals in Madrid and Barcelona, Jewish film festivals that is really important for us? Yes. Why did you decide to come?
I have no idea. I mean, I usually don't. Not that I go to the big festivals. Some of them, I mean, I went to Venice, but then I went to major festivals because it was good for the selling of the film. I don't tour much. I could have toured a lot more than what I did. But
it's a mitzvah?
It's like, I don't know. I don't know why because I should have met you, and I should have met you, and I should have met you. This is why I'm here. Otherwise, there's no explanation. Trust me. I'm in the middle of things. The thing is that I thought that I would come here, and then from here to go to Portugal, to just feel Dona Grazia a bit more. Mm-hmm. But it's not so close. I thought it was close. When I said yes, I thought it was close. it's almost as far as going from Israel to Portugal. So I figured I'm going to go back and I'll come when I'll have time. So, and again, I feel all the time that it's there's like a plan, you know? I can go like this and I want this and I don't want that. At the end, I find myself wherever I have to be, you know, and I go, great, you know, with pleasure.
Pues no tiene una respuesta muy clara, no sabe por qué, porque, bueno, ir a Venecia a lo mejor fue bueno para la distribución de la película, para que se conociera internacionalmente, y cuando le propusimos esto, pues tampoco sabe bien por qué, simplemente las cosas vienen. Y aceptó, a lo mejor porque creía que estábamos bastante cerca de Portugal y ella quería investigar más sobre un personaje portugués sefardí, Gracia Méndez. Le pareció buena idea, pero bueno, de repente se vio embarcada en esto, tal vez porque nos tenía que conocer a nosotros y como que las cosas vienen y se ordenan y hace lo correcto y acepta.
Last question. ¿Te sientes bendecida con esta película?
¿Do I make another one?
No. Do you feel blessed with this movie?
Blessed is when a film is done. Blessed is when people say, wow, that's a nice film. Here, this is like mega super blessing. This is way, way, way beyond any expectation or... It's so crazy. It's incredible. The film was sold, I think, to like 25 countries. Already millions of people saw the film. This is not a blessing. This is like... This is it. I mean, I don't think you can get anywhere else. For me, it's like, if I would never ever do anything else, it would be totally okay.
Pero esperamos que siga haciendo muchas cosas más.
Bueno, ya nos estaba diciendo que una bendición es hacer una película, es que te estrenen una película y que se conozca, pero lo que le ha pasado con esta película, que la han visto millones de personas, que ha tenido tanta repercusión, está mucho, mucho por encima de una bendición. Es this is it, como lo traducimos, o sea, es lo máximo. Y dice que si después de esta película ya no hace otra igual, ya está, no pasa nada porque ha hecho esta.
Muchísimas gracias.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well,